It will be weeks before there's a final tally in the close U.S. Senate Republican primary race between incumbent Lisa Murkowski and challenger Joe Miller. With all precincts reporting, Miller has a 1,688-vote lead over Murkowski, but it's far from over. Division of Elections Director Gail Fenumei says her office issued more than 16,000 absentee ballots.
However, there are other forms of absentee voting that take place in the state at various locations. Absentee in-person voting takes place at numerous locations throughout the state. And we will continue to be receiving absentee ballots for the next 10 to 15 days as they are received from the absentee voting locations as well as from individual voters who have voted by mail because state law allows for a by-mail ballot that is postmarked on Election Day within the United States to be received up to 10 days following the election, and if postmarked from outside the United States, up to 15 days following the election.
9,000 absentee ballots have been received back so far. Fenumei says they won't be counted until next Tuesday, with additional counts scheduled for September 3rd and September 8th. Fenumei says Division of Election workers are also in the process of sorting out an unknown number of questioned ballots delivered from polling stations.